In our gospel today, the 12 apostles have just returned to Jesus after he sent them out on their own to preach two by two. They went out on these big missionary journeys. They preached, they healed people, they drove out demons, and then they come back to Jesus and they're all excited, but they're also tired. And Jesus knows that his disciples need some rest. They can't continue to just give and give and give. They're weak human beings. They need some rest, some time just to be with him again. But they're in the middle of this big crowd of people, and they're very busy with them, and it says they don't even have time to eat. So he invites them to come and rest. He says, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. What a wonderful invitation. But the people are too quick for them. They see them leaving on a boat, and they figure out where Jesus is probably going, and they all rush there on foot, who knows how many miles. And they get there before Jesus and the apostles. So Jesus and the apostles are there in the boat. They're ready to just have some peaceful time together. And they approach the shore and they see this vast crowd there waiting for them. And we can probably imagine what the apostles are feeling. Probably what I'd be feeling. Something like, really? Come on, you got to be kidding me. We just left these people. We need a bit of a break. How'd they even get here this fast? But interestingly, beautifully, that isn't what Jesus is feeling. Mark tells us what he's feeling. It says, when he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Jesus isn't frustrated by the crowd. He isn't annoyed that they rushed and beat him to the place where they were going to get away from them. He isn't angry. He isn't weary. He isn't resentful. Jesus' heart, his shepherd's heart, is filled with compassion, moved with pity. He's touched by their faith. The people have great faith in Jesus, in his power to heal. They have a great desire to hear his words, a desire to see wonders. They have a hope that he may be the Messiah that they've been waiting for. And most of all, they have need. They need Jesus. They desperately want him in their lives. And they're willing to follow him on foot for miles to hear his teaching, to be healed, to have his spiritual leadership. They're like sheep without a shepherd. And that moves Jesus' heart. How could it not? Jesus is the good shepherd. He's not indifferent to the needs and sufferings of his people. He doesn't get tired of it. He doesn't treat it like a job. He doesn't say, well, that's my 8 hours for the day. I'm done. See you tomorrow. No, this isn't just what Jesus does. This is who Jesus is. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His heart is still moved with pity for us. He still has compassion on us in our need. He doesn't get frustrated with us when we come to him for help again and again. Jesus doesn't get annoyed or angry when we come to him for forgiveness for the same sin over and over and over again. On the contrary, his heart is moved with pity for us, his sheep, and he feeds us and cares for us. It's important to remember, maybe reflect on, maybe pray about, you know, do a holy hour just about that, how the Lord looks on us with compassion. Because so often, we don't experience a heart like that from human beings. As I said with the apostles, they were probably not so happy on the inside that the crowd had beaten them to their retreat with Jesus. Jesus was forming them to be shepherds like himself, and they were trying, but they're weak men, and they're probably irritated, maybe a little resentful. They were trying to love like Jesus, but they weren't able to do it all the way. And it's the same today. You know, the men Jesus appoints as co-shepherds with him, they try. You know, we priests do our best, and most of the time we do okay, but we do fail. We get irritated, we fail to be considerate and kind and generous sometimes, and that's not even talking about the grave sins of some priests and bishops, which we're all too well aware of. In big ways and in small, priests fail to reflect the heart of the good shepherd. As we heard in our first reading, when that happens, God will punish them. The prophet Jeremiah writes, "Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture," says the Lord. The Lord will punish the shepherds. The Lord will punish priests and bishops for our failures, great and small. But the important thing for you, for God's flock, to remember is that even when Jesus' priests don't reflect the heart of the Good Shepherd very well, Jesus still has that compassionate heart for you. No matter how bad one of the human shepherds is, the Good Shepherd still has compassion on his sheep. And conversely, no matter how good and kind and loving a priest or bishop is, Jesus always loves his sheep more. That's a truth that we need to ask Jesus to help us remember. He is the Good Shepherd. Similarly, there's another person that we spend a lot of time with, someone who's often very lacking in compassion for us and our weakness. And that person is ourselves. We are often our own worst critic. Often we have an inner monologue going, wow, nice going. That was really dumb. Why did you say that? That's so stupid. You did that again? You're pathetic. Why are you so weak? And on and on and on. Things that we would never say to another person, or maybe even think about another person, we say to ourselves. And this is bad for us. You know, our own voice, our own talk about ourselves is always with us. And the danger is we can start to believe it. We can believe it more than we believe the words of Jesus. Instead of believing that Jesus has compassion for us, deep down we sometimes believe that he just kind of puts up with us. That he's kind of rolling his eyes at us. When we fail again, we can imagine that he is the one saying, gosh, you're really pathetic, aren't you? We can think that all the voices inside our mind are his, even when those voices are harsh and hurtful. That's why we need to remember the words of our gospel, that when Jesus saw the crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them. Jesus' reaction to us in our weakness and our need is never mockery. It's always compassion and tender love. If that's not our image of how Jesus thinks of us, then we need to ask him to cleanse our minds of those images of him because they're false images. The truth about Jesus is that he is a good shepherd. When he looks on us in our weakness and our failure and our need, he's filled with pity, patience, and mercy. So today, let's ask Jesus to help us remember this truth. Let's ask Jesus to help us remember his kindness and compassion, to let that truth of who he is really sink into our souls, dispelling all false images of him that we may have picked up along the way. Let's ask Jesus to always keep before our minds the compassionate heart of the Good Shepherd.